We're in Stratford, and who's next to me?
It's Klep. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, and you're also from the Netherlands?
I am Dutch, yes, absolutely.
We're doing the conversation in English because we're already talking a lot now in English about padel. And you're a padel player?
I am for about 3 months now, yeah, I love it.
You just started?
I think August or something I started. So, I'm hooked.
Did you came from the tennis world?
I'm a tennis player socially. So I was looking for an alternative for the the cold winter months. My brother was already hyping about padel in Holland. So gave it a try, and here I am, twice.
So your experience now about 100 or 90 days?
Basically, yeah, roughly, yeah. Yeah, no, it's been good fun.
How is it to begin here at the playing at Stratford?
It's good. It's very social, which I like. You can make mistakes, and it's not super competitive. Although I am, so I want to win still, but I also want to have fun, and that's allowed. It's great. Meet great players, nice people, and that's the main thing.
We did meet yesterday before, and then I was talking to Javier. But you're playing with the same people.
After a while, you get to know a few people, and then if you have some good matches, you try to arrange matches together. You tend to be free at the same time of the day, like lunchtime or early afternoon. So yeah, you tend to kind of, because you're going to have a good time, you're going to have a good competitive game, and you're going to have a laugh.
And all four on the same level, of course.
Roughly, yeah. I'm better, obviously, but I know.
Dutch guy doing in London?
I've been here for 26 years. I came over to work for British Airways. I'm a flight attendant, and I'm stuck here now for 26 years already. So,
good. Is it a good place?
It is a good place. Yeah, it is a great place. Of course, weather is pretty similar to Holland, so I don't have to move for that. But it's you got everything here. You got literally everything here, from any kind of restaurant to theater, and so much to do every day of the week. So that's good fun.
Do you cycle around like I do? Because I'm from the Netherlands, we cycle a lot, of course, in Holland.
So the first thing I brought over was my bicycle. But after it being stolen or wheels being taken or saddles being taken after a while, no. And in the beginning, of course, it was quite dangerous. So it's a lot better now with all the cycle lanes. So maybe I'll get a bike again at some point. But I walk a lot. And then just public transport, probably.
Yeah, I came with my Brompton bike. It's a T-Line. It's very light, 8 kilos. And it's also from London. So I bought it in Amsterdam and said, I'm going to go to London and cycle here. But I also went to West Brompton today, and there's a padel social club. Do you know it?
I know there's a court in Earl's Court. Yeah, there must be that one, probably. There's some courts in Chiswick. There's in Roehampton. So there's a few courts popping up across London. So
yeah, how many do you think there are?
So there's 5 here. I think there's 3 or 4 in Canary Wharf. It's a brand new center there. I think there's 1 in Earl's Court. There's a couple in Chiswick. There's a few outdoor courts. So, of course, they're going to be building another 4 here, which hopefully will be operating in January or February, they hope. So it's definitely growing.
Yeah. And Christian, I talked to him from Padel Social Club. He told me that I have to go to Padium.
That's the one in Canary Wharf, brand new. I think it opened about a month ago or 6 weeks ago or something. I've had a quick look inside. It looks beautiful.
I heard about the difference in prices.
It's it's very expensive. I think here you pay, let's say, what is it, 25 quid for an hour. So for 4 players, it's about £6, and it goes up maybe to £9 for
an hour and a half or something.
Something like that, or maybe like in busy times. I think in the Padium in Canary Wharf, it's about £120 or £150 an hour.
So that's like 30, 40 per person.
Yeah.
And you do that or not?
No, I haven't done it yet. No, because I don't want to play. I want to.
It's a good salary as flight attendee or not?
No, I can't complain. I'm not complaining. But still, that's a lot of money. And if I don't know the players I'm playing with, that's a bit of a risk. But if maybe if I have a group of players and we just want to try it for, a time, might do it. But
so what kind of racket do you play with?
Oh, God. I have a Flash. A hat. Flash from hat.
So did you buy it consciously?
I kind of had a quick look on the feedback and stuff, but I was literally just a beginner, like a couple of weeks, so I doesn't really know. At the moment, it's doing me fine.
Is it with some extra things or in it?
I don't think so. It was about 40 quid. I don't think it came with anything extra special. So I'll have to, if I get a bit more serious, then I will.
You're happy with it now?
I am. I'm still kind of improving.
And thinking about trainings?
What I do here is called train and play. So it's four players and one coach for 1 hour. And in the second hour, you play a match. And then a coach comes back and then gives you feedback on the rallies and stuff. So I've done it a few times. Really good. I will do a few private lessons, but they're difficult to book because they're very popular, the coaches. But I will have to do a bit more personal training as well.
Do you know when padel came to England? Because I think it's 10 years ago that it's in the Netherlands or so, but it's not that long.
No, this club is celebrating its fifth year in January or December or something in January. So it'll probably be around that time probably. Yeah. 5, 6, 7 years, something like that.
Did you ever see a padel club in the Netherlands?
No, because I've been away for too long. So, my brother is still refusing to play with me. But now I can.
But you're a flight attendant, so you fly a lot. You go anywhere?
I do. But like in the States, it's called pickleball. It's different.
It's not the same. We should not talk about pickleball.
No. Middle East, although I haven't been there for a while, but it's very popular in the Middle East. Dubai, that sort of stuff.
Have you been there to a padel court?
No. So because I've only been playing since August, and I haven't been there since.
Will, because you can stay there for maybe a night and then.
Absolutely. I will definitely figure that out. And we also fly, of course, to Spain. Sometimes a night stop, so I can play maybe in the morning or something. So I will definitely try that.
It will really help you also. Doing sports helps you, of course, to work better and to have more energy.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you feel tired after one or two matches. But then after a couple of hours in a shower, you think, I can't wait to play again. Yeah. Definitely.
It gives you a lot of adrenaline, but also it powers up your muscles and anything.
Absolutely. It helps you sleep because you burn so many calories and energy during the day. So you sleep brilliantly during the night. If I don't do anything during the day, I just lie awake half a night.
So that's the advice. Sleep better by doing more sports.
Well, any kind of exercise, whether it's walking or anything. Yeah. Keep busy.
Can you tell me a little bit about your job? Because you're a flight attendant, a lot of people think, oh, that's that. But can you talk about how you see it every day, the way you do it, the way you think about it, the why you do it?
Why I do it? It's I don't see it as a job too much because I love it. I just see it as a really big dinner party. So I serve people food and drinks. I talk to them, have a laugh. And at the end of the day, I get to spend one or two nights in Los Angeles or New York or South Africa or... It's a hobby almost. And it gets me to places where I could never afford to go.
I just heard in a previous interview that in Yobo, in Johannesburg, there's a very good club, so you can go there, of course.
All right, okay, yeah, that's news. Yeah, I have to look into those things because, like I said, I'm still pretty new to it. But I'll definitely start looking into all those clubs, absolutely.
People say it's addictive, but a good addiction is not bad, is it?
No. That's what I'm telling myself as well. It's definitely addictive. And it's a good addiction.
Well, I hope you will fly a lot to good new tracks. And let me know if you see a good court or something, then let's keep in contact.
Absolutely. I love that. Thank you. Speak it to me.